Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, it's already Friday, the 25th day of June, 2004. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Got several great guests coming up. We'll tell you about a little bit later. A ton of vital news and information. And yes, today, in fact, right now, it's already showing in upwards of 1,000 theaters across the country, Fahrenheit 9-1-1, well, I haven't seen it yet, but I've read the reviews and talked to friends that have seen it. Michael Moore only hits on a few of the key issues, but enough to really damage Bush. But he does shelter Bill Clinton and doesn't get into Bill Clinton protecting Al-Qaeda. And that's the problem, is if you don't give somebody the big picture of how this is government-wide treason and part of a larger military-industrial complex program, it really does little good. But overall, it's going to open a lot of people's eyes up who have heard, well, people like myself on over 1,600 radio interviews laying out the facts. Then they'll go see this film and see many of those facts confirmed, and they'll say, whoa, I better check out the details of 9/11, and they'll then really find out how deep the rabbit hole truly goes. So whereas Moore covers the top shaving of the tip of the iceberg, we go deep, deep, deep under the water's surface and chronicle the entire mass of lies and corruption. This will start people's journey on it. So overall, I think it's a positive thing. That's why the government has come out. I couldn't believe this last night when I saw it. And there is a serious discussion under the U.S. Code, under campaign finance reform, and they are quoting the code saying, look, if it's political, if it says anything about a presidential candidate, you can't talk about it. Doesn't even matter if Michael Moore is profit, not nonprofit, not a 501c3. They don't care. They're saying, hey, you don't talk about the president during an election. You don't talk about who he's running against in an election. I mean, this is ridiculous, but that's how the law read, and all these neocons said, oh, don't worry, when it gets to Bush's desk, he won't sign it. Then Bush signed it. And they said, don't worry, the Supreme Court is, you know, 7 of the 9 members are Republicans. Why, they'll throw out campaign finance reform. And no, they didn't. Campaign finance reform, by the way, allows the big corporations to double their pleasure, double their fun, double the money they give, but restricts what you and I can give. So it actually allows the corrupting influence of the globalists to increase while trying to stop the people from getting together and stopping all of this. And hey, Michael Moore today, us tomorrow. People have been asking me, you know, are you going to interview Second Amendment groups? Are you going to interview people during this election? Oh, you bet I am. They can come arrest me if they want. I'll get on my radio show, my talk show. I'm not in 501c3. I'm not in nonprofit. I'm not with the government. And I'll talk about whatever I want. I'll talk about the president all I want. You understand? This is America. So, again, there is a serious discussion of banning Michael Moore TV and radio ads because they say, well, under this law, you know, before an election, you can't talk about the president. I mean, I've got the part of the section of the law right here in front of me. One of the big papers there in D.C. is reporting on it. The Hill's reporting on it like it's normal. Oh, yes, there's a big chance, you know, the federal body that regulates this is going to not let Michael Moore run TV and radio ads. Oh, my goodness, this is the new freedom, my friends, the new freedom. U.S. troops, insurgents clash in Fallujah, that hot spot. Yesterday, 75 dead and killed in attacks all over Iraq. Also, the Supreme Court, you knew it was coming, said, oh, we're not going to release any of the Cheney Energy Commission documents. I mean, we've got Cheney flying Scalia around on Air Force Two to lavish hunting lodges. That came out. Oh, there's just so much. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll launch into all of it and your calls and some great guests. PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com are the websites.
My family is breathing easier, and now you can too. Hey folks, Michael Trudell here to tell you about the Biozone Air Purifier. The Biozone Air Purifier is not a filter system. It works at the molecular level, finding the small bits of dust, allergens, and other particles in your air into clumps that are too heavy to float. They fall harmlessly to the floor to be literally swept away. Nothing escapes. The Biozone Air Purifier also kills virus and bacteria germs and totally removes odors. Out on the farm, we have several cats and two big dogs, so pet odors can be a concern. But like the odors from anything else, simply gone. Smoke? My wife and I don't, but several of our friends do. Our Biozone Air Purifier clears out that smoke literally within minutes. I use it myself, and I'm telling you, your Biozone Air Purifier will improve the air in your home. It even comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free shipping. Call toll-free 888-88-MY-AIR today. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Or visit www.purifymyair.com. That's purifymyair.com. Order yours today, and you'll get a bathroom ionizer, a $40 value, free. Get your Biozone Air Purifier today, and you'll be breathing easier, too.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, again, it's Friday, the 25th of June, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live the next, 2 hours and 51 minutes. I'm here looking at this article out of the Hill, and the Elections Commission is saying, look, we may ban, the Bush administration's put in a complaint, may ban Michael Moore TV and radio ads, as well as print ads, for his film Fahrenheit 9/11. Now, the ads have already been airing for the last few weeks, but they're talking about coming up here in another couple of weeks when this deadline comes into play where none of us are supposed to talk about the president or who he's running against. By the way, that's what it actually says in the law. They can selectively claim that you're being political and targeting one party and that you really secretly work for another party and that you can't then talk about them. And it's hard to believe, but I mean that we've had Gun Owners of America on, and they were part of the lawsuit against the law that went to the Supreme Court, and they've told them that, you know, during an election they can't go on talk radio or TV and talk about politicians and talk about their voting records. So again, you like it for Michael Moore? Well, you're going to get it too on the Second Amendment issue. Just stunning. Now, I doubt they can get away with this, but who knows? They just keep getting away with everything else. And, yes, yesterday the Supreme Court came out and said, look, Richard Cheney, the vice president, his Energy Commission documents, all of it. None of this can be released, and it isn't going to be released. It's executive privilege. Now, we have Judicial Watch and others, through other federal agencies and through leaks, have gotten the fact that there were maps of the oil fields and who was going to get it and discussions of who would get the contracts, and that Dick Cheney was indeed war profiteering in one of the most classical overbearing senses. Now, I have that article from actually last year here in front of me. We're posting all those on the site again on the main page. But the Supreme Court comes out and says, I mean, you knew it was going to happen when Dick Cheney a few months ago was flying Anthony Scalia around on Air Force Two to Louisiana and to Wyoming for fly fishing and duck hunting. And by the way, the ethics committees have looked at this, and of course, no one has ever gotten in trouble, but the ethics committees admit you're not supposed to do that. I mean, it's real simple. Let's say, you know, Al Capone is in court for tax evasion, and then imagine if he would have gotten with the judge and taken the judge on all expense, you know, vacation. I mean, that's obviously, classically, very, very corrupt. I mean, literally, the case was brought to the court. The court said they would hear it, started hearing some of the arguments. And then right after the first arguments, one of the justices gets on an airplane with Dick Cheney and flies around the country on a private hunting trip paid for by taxpayers. I mean, it's criminal. It is patently, classically criminal. Blatantly out in the open. But in this partisan world, the neocon followers out there go, so what if Dick Cheney's got maps of oil fields and isn't going to get the oil? So what if he's running the bid process, the no-bid process, giving the contracts to his own company out of the vice president's office in the White House? So what if he's flying Anthony Scalia around? Just so what? This is the way things are done. I mean, could you imagine if Bill Clinton was doing stuff like this? Well, he did do stuff like that, and he got in trouble for it, and he should. But Bush does it, and Dick Cheney does it, and it's no problem at all. So later, I'm going to get more into that, and of course, this article here and some of the subsections of the campaign finance reform law, where they may not allow Michael Moore to promote his movie, saying, well, your movie mentions Bush by name, and any type of media activity that mentions one of the candidates by name is considered political. And so we can't have anything political during an election. Certainly not. We can. The new reform is to just double the money that big corporations can give. And all of this is selectively enforced, of course, against gun owners of America and people like Michael Moore, both ends of the false political spectrum. But getting into the carnage in Iraq, U.S. troops, insurgents clash in Fallujah. The sounds of explosives and gunfire echoed through the embattled city of Fallujah as U.S. forces and militants clashed for the second day in a row. The heavy gunfights continued a day after devastating coordinated attacks killed more than 100 people across the country Thursday. U.S. tanks and armored vehicles took positions on the city's edges and engaged fire with armed insurgents in the eastern suburb. Hospital officials said the 7 people have died in the ongoing clashes. The violence continued today in Baghdad on Friday, where a roadside bomb exploded and killed an Iraqi policeman and wounded another in a residential neighborhood. In another incident early today, 3 mortar shells struck near an oil pipeline that was damaged last week by sabotage. The latest attack failed to cause any damage, an Iraq police official said. There's no sign that the pattern of violence is letting up after Thursday's deadly attacks, in which insurgents detonated car bombs and attacked police stations. Now the number's up from 75 to killing more than 100, including 3 U.S. soldiers and wounding more than 320 people. Most of the victims and wounded were civilians caught in the simultaneous blast in the northern city of Mosul. Insurgents launched simultaneous attacks on police stations and government buildings in Baghdad, Baquba, Mosul, Ramadi, and Mawil. Thursday morning, U.S. and Iraqi forces later regained the seized stations after fierce gun battles. Iraqi-appointed dictator Minister Ayed Alawi denounced the attacks as only acts of disturbances conducted by cowards intended to foil the democratic process. The democratic, I mean, I don't support either side and whoever's behind this, but the point is that the democratic process, we appoint a dictator in democratic process. The intensified violence comes as the official handover date of June 30th approaches. We had an official handover date of June 1st, folks, remember? Iraq's interim vice president said that any further deterioration in security could force the government to implement emergency laws or impose martial law to halt attacks. Oh, our government just hates these attacks. It means we're going to stay for 10 years, they're saying, and keep those multi-hundred-billion-dollar contracts every year going directly into Halliburton's hands, who runs everything from the prisons to the food service to the fuel to the secret police units. Here's another article out of Newsday. Prosecutor speaks to Bush in CIA leak. Another special prosecutor appointed by Bush. It's like the 9/11 commission appointed by Bush. Everything's appointed by Bush, but it's independent. A special prosecutor interviewed President Bush for more than an hour in the Oval Office yesterday morning in the probe of who leaked the identity of a covert CIA operative to the news media. A White House spokesman said, we already know it was Dick Cheney. Bush was questioned for about 70 minutes by Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald, the U.S. attorney from Chicago, appointed to conduct an investigation, and members of his investigation team, said White House spokesman Scott McClellan. With Bush at the session that began about 10:25 a.m. was his private attorney, James Sharp, a Washington defense lawyer and former federal prosecutor the president recently retained to represent him in the leak investigation, McClellan said. The leak of classified information is very serious. Matter the president directed the White House to cooperate fully with those in charge of the investigation. He was placed and pleased to do so as part of the investigation move forward, he said. Very interesting. I just wanted to recap this before I got into the latest news on it. Rehnquist questioned on Cheney Scalia trip. This is from CNN back on January 22nd of this year. Two leading Democratic senators asked Chief Justice William Rehnquist on Thursday about the propriety of a hunting trip Supreme Court Justice Scalia took with Vice President Dick Cheney. He took several, by the way, while Cheney has a case pending before the high court. In a letter to Rehnquist, Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont and Joe Lieberman of Connecticut asked the Chief Justice to tell them what canons, procedures, and rules are in place to determine when justices should recuse themselves from cases. And they also asked Rehnquist what guidance justices had been given about accepting trips, whether the full court had any way to disqualify a member from hearing a case and a justice refuses to recuse himself. And again, I mean, the seven of the nine have all been appointed by Lord Bush or his daddy or Ronald Reagan. They all have the most liberal records in modern history. But again, that's part of the conservatism. It's all big government, open borders, gun control, giant loss of freedom, signing on to UN, increasing UN funding, butchering the First Amendment with campaign finance. But hey, doesn't matter to the neocons. Don't confuse me with the facts. And of course, that now leads us to what happened yesterday. Associated Press, court won't order Cheney papers released. The Supreme Court refused Thursday to order the Bush administration to make public secret details of Vice President Dick Cheney's Energy Task Force, but kept the case alive by sending it back to a lower court. Justices said, the 7-2, that a lower court should consider whether a federal open government law could be used to get documents of the task force. The decision extends the legal fight over the information. Justices could have allowed a judge to immediately move ahead with ordering the release of the papers. The issue is the case have been overshadowed by conflict of interest questions about one justice. Justice Anthony Scalia had definitely refused to step down from hearing the case involving Cheney, despite criticism that his impartiality has been brought into question because of his hunting vacation that he took with Cheney while the court was considering the vice president's appeal. Special considerations applicable to the president and his vice president suggest that the court should be sensitive to requests by the government. All right, my friends, we will go to break. And when we return, Cheney's running around threatening and cussing at people on the Senate floor, threatening others as well. All part of what we know about old Tricky Dick. And then we'll also go to your calls and just a plethora of other vital news. PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back.
Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Don't underestimate the urgency of the need to become self-sufficient. In our kit, we're sending you 25 pounds of organic red winter wheat, and that's nearly a year of high-potency wheatgrass juice. The book, Wheatgrass Nature's Finest Medicine, and our beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer. But most importantly, we are professional wheatgrass growers, and I am going to be your contact to walk you through the process of successfully growing your continuing self-supply of full-scale nutrition from pennies worth of grain. So call 1-877-MY-WHEAT or go to austinwheatgrass.com. Growing your own wheatgrass is not as easy as some would have you think, and we've learned this the hard way through 5 years of growing experience, and we're going to pass on to you our knowledge. Don't settle for anything less. Call me and get the real details. 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And as always, we thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components, even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
We have Janice Matthews, board member of September11th.org. They've started organizations up all around the country for the 9/11 Visibility Project, exposing the globalist involvement in the attacks. They're going to have people all over the country today at the Fahrenheit 9/11 opening, handing out handbills, flyers, deception dollars, my videos, information to the people coming out of the movie theaters. And I should have gotten on this earlier. Weeks ago, listeners were calling in saying we ought to do this. And it's pretty simple. Just print up some business cards on your computer or little handbills. saying the truth about September 11th, Infowars.com, or if you got a bunch of copies of my videos or deception dollars or other information, get out there and do it. Just hand out 20, 30 of them. It'll really have an effect. People will come out with their minds open to the truth, and then we can take them to the next level. Coming up in the next segment, we'll go to your calls, and then again in the middle of the next hour, Janice Matthews will be joining us. And I want to get somebody on from The Hill, the newspaper in D.C., about this article about not allowing Fahrenheit 9/11 to run TV and radio ads. Bush is saying that may be violate campaign finance reform. Getting serious. See, no more First Amendment, my friends. But Cheney says election, a contest we will win. Well, I'd say so. You got Bush's cousin and Skull and Bones buddy, Sherry, so it's staged at that level. You've got Diebold and other machines openly run by the Central Intelligence Agency in most areas of the country, in key battleground states. You've got the Supreme Court. You've got most of the governors. You've got the legislature, the legislative branch of government. You've got the judicial, the Supreme Court. And notice what's happening. Pell-mell growth of government, loss of freedom. Pell-mell attack on the Bill of Rights. And the Democrats aren't attacking them on the key issues. I mean, they had Al Gore come out yesterday and say, you know, Bush had prior knowledge of 9/11 and Bush lied about Iraq. And that's all true, but see, that keeps it in a left-right debate where, oh, it's just those Democrats saying it. So now when somebody hears me talking about it, oh, he must be a liberal. You notice Al Gore doesn't talk about Bill Clinton and himself protecting Al-Qaeda. Massively working with Al-Qaeda to attack the Serbs, telling Sudan and Saudi Arabia and Afghanistan, no, we don't want to arrest bin Laden. No, we don't want him. No, we don't want documents on him. He's our asset. This is all just massive theater, my friends. They know we're on to him about 9/11, so they're trying to make it a left-right discussion. But Cheney says election, a contest we will win. Vice President Dick Cheney told Springfield supporters this afternoon, yesterday, that they're choice, November 2nd, is clear, one based on the records of the candidates seeking the nation's top office. Standing in front of a room full of Republicans waving Bush-Cheney signs at the Springfield Expo Center, Cheney expressed confidence that he and President Bush would regain the White House. The election is a contest we welcome, and that's a contest we will win. See, there really is no presidential election since they blew Kennedy's head off. That's when Voter News Services took over and announced who the winners were. There are elections at the county, city, and state level. Okay, in some areas you can actually elect a congressman or woman. But predominantly at state, why do they then have an election? Because it balkanizes and polarizes us back into the two camps, shuts off the thinking process, and that gives us the illusion of having an elected government. Just like Iraq, they've gone to the next level of just appointing a government but saying this is freedom. Appointing someone is an election. The government appoints the delegates, and then they appoint the president, and they go, look, our appointee says he wants us to stay in Iraq. Look, it's freedom. It'd be like if I put a gun to your head and said, now do what I say, and you did what I said, and I said, look, it's democracy. I put a gun to their head. They're following my orders. I mean, this is such common sense. In a comment directed toward Kerry, Cheney said, these are not times for leaders that shift with the political winds and who say one thing and one day and another the next. Like you saying that there's weapons of mass destruction and then saying you never said it and then saying, oh, there is weapons of mass destruction? I mean, come on. Cheney curses Senator over Halliburton criticism. This is out of the Associated Press. And they admit it. He was on the floor of the Senate posing for a photo op because he's the president of the Senate, the tiebreaker. And he looked at Patrick Leahy of Vermont, who I'm no fan of, but has criticized Cheney on 9/11 in Iraq. And began cussing at him. Cheney's known for that. I mean, he's a vicious, vicious individual. Just vicious. All right, my friends, we're going to break again. And I want to go over some of the Judicial Watch Cheney Energy Task Force documents feature a map of Iraq oil fields. Because people want to claim this is some liberal lie. No, it's the documents. Remember Judicial Watch, the folks that nailed Clinton to the wall? It's real conservatives that have been exposing this, not the liberals. And a bunch of other news on the police state, on biometrics, you name it, it's all coming up. Infowars.com's the website.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now 33 minutes and 27 seconds into this first hour. We're about to go to your calls. Some of the news that's coming up. RFID chips on kids makes Legoland safer. This out of Silicon Magazine. Here's another one out of the London Independent. Satanic cult linked to cemetery staff suicides. Friendly dog ends gunman's plan for shooting rampage. This out of the Globe and Mail in Toronto. Rumors fly of military draft. Star Tribune. I love this hit piece on people exposing the facts. Guantanamo suicides followed arrival of new general. Just like the suicides at the cemetery. Are these really suicides, folks? Police at Logan to use wireless databases. A part of the new Homeland Security system, that's to go on the streets. Sarasota principal defends Bush from Fahrenheit 9/11 betrayal, where Bush sat there staging that whole event. And much, much more is coming up here in just a few minutes after I take some of these calls that have been holding patiently. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Before I do that, though, PrisonPlanet.tv, for those of you that are on the Internet, it's only been up for a few months, but it's got all of my videos posted on it. We just posted one of the works that we hadn't put up, America Wake Up or Waco. Also, we're going to be putting George Humphrey's new video up there. in its entirety. That's an amazing film that we also carry in VHS and DVD if you want it. 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. We posted my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, and Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, in the last 2 days. You can go read those, download them, print them off, whatever, give them to people. That information is there. The weekly report I did this week was particularly good on 1984, analyzing how it's really happened in the real world, paralleling reality. I mean, it's special text reports, you name it, prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day, ladies and gentlemen, if you go sign up. And it makes all the websites possible because of the incredible bandwidth costs that we have with the 4 servers and 4 websites and tens of millions of visitors. So go sign up at prisonplanet.tv today. You won't be disappointed. Also, my friends, I've made 10 films, carry a bunch of other great videos. You're authorized to make copies for nonprofit, not for sale purposes of all of my videos. You can't do that with the others I carry because I can't authorize that, but you can buy them from me. Like Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownerships, a new video, Innocence Betrayed on the Second Amendment, and comes with 3 free pamphlets when you do order it. It's expensive, though, $29.95. My films are $25.95. George Humphrey's new video on 9/11 is $19.95. Get a second copy for $14.95. When you buy one, and you get 3 color booklets for free with that. Or just get 1 copy and 1 free color copy booklet with the video for $19.95. It's all available through Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. My newest film, of course, that I've made is Matrix of Evil with Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, Colonel Craig Roberts, myself, exposing 9/11, exposing the war, exposing the Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security. Great new video, throwing out the Patriot Act in Austin. Just a great film. Need to get it. My videos are $20 if you order 3 or more of any of the 10. They drop down $5.95 a piece. That's an $18 discount on the 3-tape special, $24 discount on the 4-tape special, and so on. And again, the toll-free number to order my films or any of the books or videos I carry is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And in the next month or so, as there's heavy crowds seeing Fahrenheit 9/11 in your town or city, get the videos, order them, or get the videos you already ordered from me, make some 10, 15 copies, print out a bunch of business cards saying, find out the whole truth, you know, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com. And when you walk out of Fahrenheit 9/11 and you want to talk to people and people's minds are open to the truth, you can have in your purse or your bag a bunch of tapes or handbills and just hand them out to people. That's total 1776 behavior. If you want to relive that in the 21st century vein, do it. In fact, I'm not just going to shoot my mouth off. I'm going to go down tonight to one of the theaters. Actually, I have that in my stack here. I need to decide which theater I'm going to go to. Perhaps I'll announce it. And at an appointed time, I will be there with a video camera. And I will be handing out, I think I'm going to hand out, I already handed out over 100 copies to the legislature for free, and we've sent over 100 copies to Congress for free. I don't have a lot of money, but I'm going to hand out 50 copies. That's right. Original copies this evening, and I have to pick a movie theater to do that, and I hope that everyone will come out to that event, and perhaps you'll be there handing them out as well. And the way I don't want to announce it, though, they might have the movie theater saying, no, you can't do that. Who knows? I have to run through this in my mind. I made the decision to do this a few days ago, and I just remembered it, so here we are planning live on the air. But, again, just I hope you'll get the films and do this. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, let's, and my 9/11 films, of course, are my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, then George Humphrey's new video, which is incredible, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Your Choice, Fear or Love, actually, Endgame of the Illuminati, Your Choice, Fear or Love, Eric Huffman's videos, 9/11, The Great Deception. But right now, let's go to Anthony in Louisiana. Anthony, welcome to the airwaves, my friend.
Hi, Alex. I was reading on the alternate theory on the Oklahoma City that there were some Iraqis involved.
Yes, there were.
Okay, if that is true, then is it possible that there is some sort of Al-Qaeda and Saddam connection, maybe? Because if there were Iraqis involved in Oklahoma City, that means maybe he, or did he not have a hand in that? It was just some people from Iraq, or what?
How long you been listening to the broadcast?
Maybe about 8 months.
Yeah. About 4 years ago, and off and on throughout that process, and many of these shows are archived. In fact, in the audio section of PrisonPlanet.com, I know that we have interviews I did, and we've gone over this, and I've gone over this with police and investigators and lawyers and eyewitnesses and members of the legislature who were there. And I actually go over this in 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Have you seen 9/11, The Road to Tyranny?
I've seen some of it. I did as much as I can off of Kaza. I didn't get the whole thing of that, and it was kind of a bad refeed.
You mean Kazaz?
Yes.
The peer-to-peer video system.
Yes.
Online.
Yes.
Which I think is great. I don't care if the videos are all out there on the web. I think that's good. Our goal is to reach people. Yeah, I suggest you. You see, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny is 2.5 hours long. On DVD, it's almost 3 hours. And we spend about 35 minutes on Oklahoma City. It's a whole film on that alone. The video of the bombs being removed, the seismographs, the eyewitnesses, the police admitting the BATF was warned not to come into work that day, the Iraqis that the local police weren't allowed to bust. Let me explain this. Number one, man, I've spent 2 hours before on the show trying to break this down for people in years past. Long before this all came out, mainstream news, I said it would come out, but then described the spin that would accompany it, Anthony. Let me just give you some background. You know Saddam was the ally of this government in the 1980s, right through into the late 1970s. You're aware of that?
Yes, I even downloaded the video of Rumsfeld with Saddam from the National Security Archive. Yep.
Yeah, 1983.
Yes.
That was one that was caught on tape. He met with him at least 45 other times, but let's just go over this, or his Rumsfeld or his emissaries did 45 times. We know Rumsfeld did many, many times and was caught on tape once on the film. Now that we've established that, did you know that tens of thousands of Iraqi Republican Guard from 1979 until 1990 were trained at U.S. military bases in demolitions, intelligence, torture, you name it, chemical weapons dispersal, how to spray from helicopters. Were you aware of that?
Well, I wasn't aware of that they were trained in torture and whatnot, but I wouldn't be surprised if they were trained at U.S. bases during that time frame.
Well, no, I mean this is all admitted historical fact.
Oh, okay.
I'm just giving you some background since you brought this up.
Yes.
So there were relationships formed with almost the entire hierarchy of Iraq's regime during the U.S. funded and led war against Iran for 8 years.
Yeah.
Before that, Saddam was hired at the age of 19 in 1954 as a hitman trained publicly by the CIA. He killed dozens and dozens and dozens of people with car bombs. He would machine gun them himself. Quite a vicious fellow. Killed just scores of communists. Helped bring down the government in 1967 when the U.S. government ordered the new Ba'ath Party that was in power, to put him in as the head of the security forces. Then they helped him in a successful coup in 79 to make him supreme dictator of Iraq, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Then in earnest they began training tens of thousands. I mean, our government brought back in at least 5,500. In my film I say 4,000. The number's gotten larger. Iraqis, Bush Sr. and Clinton, brought them in from 91 until 1996, okay? They lived at bases. They had homes and cars paid for by the government. We know their names. And then these same individuals show up at Oklahoma City with McVeigh and are on surveillance cameras, on at least 10 different surveillance cameras. The government grabs those, declares national security. FBI agents go public, tell the LA Times, I saw it, It showed, you know, John Doe number two. It showed these other Arabs. It showed the BATF down the street, seconds after the bomb went off, in full bomb gear that takes 20, 30 minutes to put on, running around. Now, so if it was Iraqis, why'd they say stuff about John Doe number two? Why did the government declare national security on those tapes? Because those Iraqis work for the globalists, and at the time they were considering blaming it on Iraq, but for some reason they didn't. They went with the right-wing angle to blame it on conservatives and militias.
Yeah.
But then I said 4 years ago that they were going to bring this back out if Bush was elected. This is right before the election. I figured this out by looking at the pieces, that the probable program would be to bring this out right before right after the election and start going, oh my gosh, there's Iraqis in America. They work with Saddam. They work with right-wingers. So then they could bring out the Patriot Act and police state measures after terror attacks and try to blame real grassroots conservatives of working with Muslim extremists. So that's the story. Then, 2 years ago, neocons began to go on talk radio and go, I'm giving you the inside scoop. There were Iraqis. They started bringing out the information we brought out, but without making the connection that Bill Clinton ordered some of them released when they were arrested by state police and FBI, that the government blocked the release of the video. So these Iraqis, it's simple. Let's say I want to invade your country, Anthony. I go hire somebody that looks like you, that talks like you. I have them go out and carry out an attack. They slip away. We bust a patsy. Then I blame it on your country, and I invade your country. It's called a frame-up.
Yes.
And we're 100% sure of that. Go ahead.
One last thing, and thanks for all the info. What is your view on what happened with the incident with Cheney and Leahy? Do you think it was a constructed press leak for like drama, or do you think it was like an honest bickering amongst two globalists, or what?
Yeah, the two have been talking bad about each other, and Cheney began using the F word at him and, you know, doing his normal. Look, Dick Cheney is a bulldog, and he's vicious, well known. I mean, this is a vicious person. And during the Patriot Act, no one was allowed to read it. At midnight, he was literally on the phone to hundreds of congressmen going, let me tell you something right now. I mean, literally growling at them and said, yelling at them, if you don't get in there and pass that right now, when there's another attack, we're going to blame it on you and say you caused it. Now, you understand me, boy? I mean, just in those words. I read the articles. We're talking Associated Press. You understand me, boy? You understand me, girl? That's why the guy has all these heart attacks. He's vicious. I mean, literally growling and cussing at people.
Okay.
And let me finish. You asked another good question. And so this is what Dick Cheney does. Remember when he got on Meet the Press 2 years ago and he said, hey, continue these 9/11 investigations. Continue to say we might have prior knowledge. You're going to ensure a bigger attack.
A terrorist attack, yeah.
And he said, if you don't shut up, there's going to be another attack. I mean, how much more obvious does it get?
Yeah, yeah. So you think it wasn't a pre-staged event? You think it was more like it was an honest, like a moment of bicker between two power-hungry people?
Yeah, that's it. Got to let you go. Good call. Good questions. Look. It's like you've got a corporation that has its goals, that has it, what it sells, what it does. And it's like high-level executives in that corporation agree upon the mission of the corporation, you know, the profits of it, but they fight with each other over power positions. It's kind of a free market in the New World Order at the higher levels in that they can fight and backstab and manipulate. It's like the mafia. They can kill each other and yell at each other and scam each other. But they never let the general public in on it. They never rat out each other. They just fight amongst themselves. And so that's what you've got. And this is what Cheney does. He routinely stomps around, and in his younger days, he'd shove people up against walls. I mean, you know, he's a powder keg. Very dangerous individual. I don't like talking about him on air, frankly. I mean, he's a vicious creature. Let's talk to Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Did you see this bomb from yesterday's newspaper? That is, Bush drops seeking renewal of the UN resolution shielding U.S. personnel serving in UN-authorized peacekeeping missions.
Yeah, of course. And that was planned all along. We're about to go under UN control. They put more troops into Iraq. The pullout is more troops. Up is down, down is up. You know, double think, double speak, new speak. And, yeah, it got that right here. I'm glad you mentioned it. Big deal. Yeah, we're now going to be under UN control, under the international court, just like the Supreme Court says they follow the UN's orders. Now Bush is agreeing. And this will be hailed as conservative. Hey, you must be a liberal if you're against being under UN control, Roger.
Yeah, and then, of course, the practical impact of Wednesday's retreat, somewhat mitigated by U.S. signing of agreements with 90 countries not to surrender U.S. personnel to the International Criminal Court. But I guess that means once they're in the hot grip of the court, then, well, too bad. And you can appreciate facetious, Alex. So I guess this means neither Bush nor any future president will be packing off troops in UN peacekeeping operations any longer. And what's more, we'll be pulling back our troops from those far too many areas around the world where they're already so serving.
Actually, the government's injecting more troops into more countries, Roger.
Yeah, I know. I hope everybody calls their congressman. Can I give out the toll-free to the Capitol Hill?
Yeah, just stay there, Roger. I want to be fair, give you more time. We'll come back to you and then William, everybody else, start accelerating faster into these calls. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
My friends, it's Friday. Several guests, ton of news, haven't even scratched the surface, though we've already covered about 20-plus articles. Roger, you can give the number out to Congress, that's fine, about handing our troops over to the UN, which has already happened, but again, the neocons will call us liberal because we're against this. But what do you think about Dick Cheney, the Supreme Court, saying he can fly, you know, justices around, which is totally illegal? That's admitted by major ethics groups that have looked at it, and the law itself. What do you think about campaign finance reform, they're saying, hey, Michael Moore may not be able to run his TV ads because it's political when the guy isn't a tax-free group, but they're just, and now it's going to be the Second Amendment groups they won't let talk either. I mean, Bush wants to force drug and force test the whole population. I mean, this is like Bill Clinton on steroids at mock speed with his hair on fire.
Yeah, I thought it was bad enough when it just said that you couldn't give interviews, et cetera, and the ads, you know, and now they're extending it to all forms of speech whatsoever, I guess. Okay, very quickly.
Well, I mean, I'm going to tell you, Roger, I'm going to interview whoever I want, whenever I want, and I'll talk bad about any, I'll talk bad about Kerry, I'll talk bad about Bush. This is America.
Yeah, I'd like to see that survive a jury trial, huh?
Well, see, everybody said the Supreme, don't worry about the Patriot Act, the courts will throw it out. They know, they have all expanded it. Don't worry about campaign finance, the Supreme Court will throw it out. Didn't throw it out, did they?
No. Okay, very quickly, these two toll-free numbers, and I hope everybody floods the switchboards, 800-648-3516 and 877-762-8762. Repeat quickly, 800-648-3516 and 877-762-8762. God bless, Alex.
All right, take care. Again, we're liberal, folks. We're against getting rid of the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. We're against the open borders. We are against all the corruption. We're against our troops going under UN control. But, again, that's liberal. It's liberal. Let's go ahead and talk to William in Oregon. William, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, good day to you. Just to go back to your last caller, he also should be aware, I'm sure he's listening, that if you get in Cheney's way, you have a demise like Paul Wellstone, unfortunately. Get back to an article I emailed to your webmaster yesterday. I live out on the coast of Oregon, and I just caught a thing in the paper on Wednesday from one of our county commissioners basically stating that in case there are terrorist attacks in Portland, the Willamette Valley, if you will, the county wants to come up with a concept what to do with approximately, they're estimating 400,000 plus refugees coming out into a county of maybe 20,000. Now, out in our county, we have a blimp base that was here from World War II when they used to do submarine patrol. We've got one hangar left, one burned down about 12 years ago, but there's still a current hangar there, a huge Port of Tillamook Bay facility, and it'd be quite a relocation place. But it just kind of struck me that or even in a little rural county on the coast.
Well, I mean, last year, and this is on the website in the audio section of PrisonPlanet.com, last year I had the county commissioner, the head county commissioner on, he was in the major newspaper, that he had been told by the feds about the concentration camps, the emergency camps, and then we read the bill out of Oregon to put people in camps that they protest for life in a forced labor camp, that was the words, forest labor camp, I'm sorry. And here in Austin, in my film The Takeover, made in 2000, they have the old airport with a base at it, a 747 hangar to chain you down to the floor, and they put that on the news. Oh, it's if you're bad, we'll put masses of you out here in a camp. It's for freedom. Long before Al-Qaeda hit us. So what did this article say that you sent me?
Well, basically, can you go to a commercial?
Yeah, go ahead. You got time.
Okay, basically, the commissioner's envisioning a coastal evacuation area stretching from Astoria, Oregon, to Florence, which is basically about three-quarters of the coast. So something happens, they're going to put everybody out here where the air is clean, we got plenty of water, but the infrastructure's not here to accommodate a couple million people. So God knows what it'll be like. And there is a rail system that comes out here, whether they're going to put them on trains or not, which is reminiscent of you-know-what.
Absolutely.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. 888-8-0-3-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.